All right, just allow yourself to get comfortable. Take a couple of deep breaths. I'd like to begin this sacred activation with just a little bit of what the masters gave me around self-respect and respect of others. Their answer to self-respect is when you are in the divine flow of loving self in a harmonious, balanced manner. And they laughingly said, rules. One, being comfortable with saying no when it's best for you without guilt. Two, taking the time to care for yourself before anything or anyone else. Three, always being and thinking kindly, lovingly to yourself. Four, acceptance of self just as you are, the good, the bad, the ugly, with the exclamation point after ugly, the top of it in the shape of a heart. Respect of others. This happens when you accept others to be different than you, when you have stopped having attachments to how you think another should, with a capital S, behave, or that you demand of them to behave a certain way. So we really want to look deeply within ourselves to begin to see what hinders us from being in the highest level possible at this moment of self-respect and respecting of others. The masters are clear this is a foundational piece for us and for the world at this time. So some of the things that keep us from self-respect and respecting others is a great sense of unworthiness. Who am I to think I deserve respect? To hold a pattern that you hold yourself to very high standards and expect the same from others. Other words, a form of arrogance towards others because you feel such great lack of respect for yourself. Fear that if you move into higher levels of self-respect, which also is about self-loving, that you're going to lose those around you in your life because they'll no longer be able to love you. We understand that those that love to play in the mud puddle would rather you stay and play with them instead of walking in the sunshine. And it's uncomfortable to think of leaving others behind. And the masters are clear that truly is not what you're doing. For you live then as an example for others, as a reflection to others. So we're asking the masters to come in and lift all of these hindrances to be able to live in a harmonious, loving, respectful way, in a very balanced way for ourselves. Whatever that brings up, just allow it to come up. Mary Magdalene is the one that wants to work with us. For this is very dear to her, as it was a life lesson she learned when she was in physical form with Jesus. So allow yourself to be willing to let her come in to your mind. Metatron is also coming in to use his alchemical processes to reprogram the mind and to reprogram the ego into accepting the divine levels of desire and wants, the divine levels of inner guidance. Taking a nice deep breath and just allowing that loving to come into you, washing away all that is less than it. And feel that channel of divine flow expanding for you, strengthening for you as everything else is washed very gently away. Sort of like spraying something dirty with scrubbing bubbles and allowing this divine flow to wash all of it away, including the shadows and residue, leaving behind the sparkling, cleansed, authentic loving of self. Allowing that to flow through every chakra, every organ, every cell and space of the physical body. And with each breath, the cleansing goes deeper. So just nice deep breaths. Allowing with each breath all of the resistance and doubts, all of the questioning that may be coming up to flow away. Remembering that the only thing you have to do is be willing to allow. And the energy moves to the doorway of past lives. And as it opens, we're very clear of asking, of setting our intention that all cords of anything less than this divinity be detached. And if there's any lessons that need to be brought forward from the past, that they're brought forward through loving, all attachments have been cut, all cords have been cut. And that we are able to leave the past in the past. Remembering that the past means, even in its refinement, the breath before the one you're in the middle of right now. You may even want to identify the shifts and changes as anticipation and excitement, expansion. Asking that this clearing go back through all time and space, even back to when we went through the illusions of separation. That truly is when a lot of our unworthiness was fostered. When we thought we became separate from our own divinity. Nice deep breath. Asking now that our ancestral and genetic lineage be opened and cleared and cleansed. Really setting our intention to release the anchors that have been placed into us. Genetically and ancestrally. We ask that all the resistance and blocks be released now. This is where a lot of our shame comes from. Just be willing to release that shame and that guilt. And now we ask to be detached from the third dimensional grid work of the planet, and that all of the outside influences, the cordings to it, be detached, removed, released. and that in its place we ask to be moved up to the fifth, sixth, or seventh dimensional grid work that's being established around the planet at this time. So the levels of loving, connecting fluidly with the magic. And now the angels are going to take you out of your physical body and moving you into an etheric space. They don't want to label it, but an etheric space. Very, very high energy. And Mary Magdalene's going to place her hand on your forehead, the palm of her hand on your forehead, wrapping her fingers across the top of your head. And placing another hand on your solar plex. And she is going to begin to infuse you with divine wisdom of self-loving and self-respect. And the wisdom of how to reflect it outwards to others. So just allow that. Feel it. Experience it. Allow the resistance to be lifted. There's a special request of Mary Magdalene that you have. You may do so in silence now. Allow yourself to accept, unquestionably accept Mary Magdalene's love for you. And now, Mary Magdalene is going to bring you back into your physical body. And as she does, you can thank her and give her your love. And as you come in your body, send all of this energy down through your feet, down into the center of the earth, to the crystalline heart of Mother Earth. Allow yourself to receive the love from Mother Earth. And then as you're ready, bring the energy back up through the bottom of your feet, all the way up to the top of your head, allowing it to saturate and fill every cell of your body, knowing that this clearing is sealed and protected through all time and space. And as the energy floods back into the mind, you can consciously experience the difference. It may feel lighter, brighter, more gentle. And you can now allow yourself to bring this divine loving, this divine self-respect forward into your day-to-day life, into your living and experiencing life. Moving into gratitude for this that has taken place and greater. Whenever you're ready, you can gently bring yourself back into the room and open your eyes. Namaste.